Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It's Quid Pro Quo this morning. As we mentioned, the Axis of Evil has gone down by one member, according to the Bush administration. Major developments on North Korea nuclear weapons and U.S. diplomacy. A few hours ago, behind a closed door in Beijing, a North Korean official handed over a sheaf of documents detailing a list of North Korea's nuclear materials and facilities. That decision allows the White House to welcome the news and say it's going to lift some key trade sanctions on North Korea. But this is just the beginning. Joining us now is BBC World Service correspondent Jonathan Marcus in Seoul, South Korea. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi.
So there's a lot of symbolism here, but there is some very interesting details in the documents. First of all, explain what the agreement was and how North Korea triggered this apparent softening of relations on the part of the Bush administration.
Well, you say the end of the this member of the Axis of Evil. They've kind of moved on to the substitutes bench, I think, at least temporarily, while the Americans study what's in these documents. Essentially, the deal is that this is a process whereby North Korea gradually rolls back its nuclear program in return for energy, for heavy oil imports, for a whole range of other measures. Ultimately, the aim, of course, is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The North Koreans have been dragging their feet. They've been behind. They hadn't come up with these documents on time. Now they have. And the Americans, as you say, have made their quid pro quo.
Beyond documents, though, there are going to be some dramatic pictures out of North Korea. I gather they're going to actually blow up a nuclear facility, if not today, sometime in the very near future.
Well, I hope they're not going to blow up the nuclear facility. That might cause a hell of a lot of problems.
They're going to blow up a cooling tower.
They're going to blow up, absolutely right, a cooling tower, which is, as people know, a very prominent, large, concrete structure. It's very much a symbol of a variety of technical measures that the North Koreans have taken and indeed have to continue to take to put their nuclear facilities beyond service. Now, that doesn't mean that they potentially couldn't restart them in the future. It's not quite the same as dismantling. This all goes under the label of disablement. But blowing up that tower is going to be one a hell of a symbol, if you like, that the North Koreans have given ground, and that this whole six-party process towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is haltingly, albeit, back on track.
Jonathan, you refer to the six-party talks. The president, President Bush, speaking this morning from the White House, mentioned that there were very important partners in making this deal come to fruition. And the president also spoke about we don't want the North Korean people to be hungry. What's he referring to in that statement?
Well, look, the situation inside North Korea is often perilous for many ordinary people. There have been situations of close to famine, starvation. There are all of the human rights problems that one has heard about and is one well aware of. Many international aid organizations have raised all sorts of red flags warning about how serious things are there. The Americans have never wanted to make North Korean ordinary people suffer for the, as they see it, the faults of their regime. So there have been efforts to get in, not just power, but food aid and so on and so forth. But this is a kind of mini United Nations that has been steering this whole diplomatic track. This six-party effort obviously involves the two Koreas. It involves vitally, of course, China. It involves Russia and, of course, the United States and Japan, two very important players here as well. And it's this multi-track, multilateral diplomacy that seems, as I say, haltingly, there have been good moments, there have been bad moments. I think you heard from the president, he doesn't expect this all to run necessarily terribly smoothly in the future, but the main thing is that it is back on track.
Well, on that point, there are some omissions. The documents will not contain information that it was expected to be obtained, and there are still some question marks about North Korean nuclear intentions. Can you describe those?
Big questions. I mean, first of all, are the declarations they've made about their plutonium program actually accurate? accurate, and that's something that experts are going to be poring over. Secondly, there are two important areas of concern. One is an alleged parallel program to develop a nuclear weapon through a highly enriched uranium program. It's controversial. Experts differ as to how accurate the signs might be, but the North Koreans are eventually going to have to say something about that. And of course, very much in the news at the moment, not least in the wake of Israel's dramatic raid on an alleged nuclear facility in Syria. Strong suggestions that that nuclear facility looked very much like the facility in Yongbyon. So what have the North Koreans been up to in terms of proliferation, selling know-how, selling expertise? That's a big concern for the Americans. And indeed, you know, that may be something that makes it rather difficult for Mr. Bush to get this lifting of the designation of a state sponsor of terrorism on Capitol Hill. The mood on Capitol Hill is not running terribly favorably towards North Korea, not least because of this alleged Syria proliferation effort. And the president may find he has a bit of a battle on his hands.
Well, Jonathan, Marcus, you make a good point about Congress. At the very least, the Bush administration is betting they're going to have a better window on inside North Korea to resolve some of those remaining details as a result of this agreement than they had before. Jonathan Marcus, BBC World Service diplomatic correspondent, speaking to us from London. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you now.
We go out on President Bush speaking about this agreement this morning.
I am notifying Congress of my intent to rescind North Korea's designation as the state sponsor of terror in 45 days.